This is Unit 7 of Pimsleur's Speak and Read Essential Ukrainian 1. Listen to this conversation in which a foreign man and his Ukrainian business contact meet for the first time in a hotel lobby.
Здравствуйте.
Здравствуйте.
Вибачте, ви не містер Уілсон?
Так, це я. А ви пані Петренко?
Так, Петренко.
Дуже приємно.
Listen to it again.
Здравствуйте.
Здравствуйте.
Вибачте, ви не містер Уілсон?
Так, це я. А ви пані Петренко?
Так, Петренко.
Дуже приємно.
Do you remember how a man says, I'm an American?
Я американець.
How would a woman say, I'm an American?
Я американка.
How does a man say, I'm English?
Я англієць.
How does a woman say, I'm English?
Я англійка.
How would you say, I speak English?
Я говорю по-англійськи. Я говорю по-англійськи.
Ask a man if he's Ukrainian.
Ви українець?
Ask a woman if she's Ukrainian.
Ви українка?
You already know that Ukrainian does not express am, is, or are in most cases. Here's how to ask, excuse me, are you Miss Petrenko? Listen and repeat.
Вибачте, ви пані Петренко? Пані. Пані. Вибачте, ви пані Петренко?
Notice that there's no distinction in addressing a woman as to whether she's married or single. How do you ask, excuse me, are you Miss Petrenko?
Вибачте, ви пані Петренко?
As in English, Ukrainian surnames generally don't show gender. Mr. Petrenko's wife or daughter will have the last name Petrenko, too. Here's, excuse me, are you Mr. Petrenko?
Вибачте, ви пан Петренко? Пан. Пан. Вибачте, ви пан Петренко?
Now ask, excuse me, are you Mr. Petrenko?
Вибачте, ви пан Петренко?
In the opening dialogue, a Ukrainian woman asked a foreign man if he might not be Mr. Wilson. Listen.
Вибачте, ви не містер Уілсон?
There are two things of note here. First, the Ukrainian used the title Mr. This is common when Ukrainians address English speakers. Second, pay attention to the use of
не,
which softens the question. Either way is correct. Now ask, excuse me, are you Miss Petrenko? First using the
не,
then leaving it out.
Вибачте, ви не пані Петренко? Вибачте, ви пані Петренко?
Ask, excuse me, are you Mr. Levitsky? Use
пан. Вибачте, ви не пан Левицький? Вибачте, ви пан Левицький?
Some Ukrainian last names do show gender. Mr. Levitsky's wife or daughter will have the last name Levitska. Ask, excuse me, are you Mrs. Levitska?
Вибачте, ви не пані Левицька? Вибачте, ви пані Левицька?
Ask, excuse me, are you Mr. Samoylenko?
Вибачте, ви не пан Самойленко? Вибачте, ви пан Самойленко?
Here's how to say pleased to meet you. Listen.
Дуже приємно. Дуже приємно.
This phrase is composed of two words, literally very and pleasant. Repeat the second word, pleasant.
Приємно. Приємно.
How do you say pleasant?
Приємно.
Here's very. Listen and repeat.
Дуже. Дуже.
Say very.
Дуже.
Now here's very pleasant, which also means pleased to meet you. Repeat.
Дуже приємно. Дуже приємно.
Say pleased to meet you.
Дуже приємно. Дуже приємно.
Suppose you want to introduce your wife or husband. Here's the word for wife. It has a
ж
sound in the middle. Listen and repeat.
Дружина. Дружина.
Say wife.
Дружина. Дружина.
Now repeat the word my.
Моя. Моя.
Say my.
Моя. Моя.
How do you say my wife?
Моя дружина. Моя дружина.
The word husband ends with a K sound. Listen and repeat.
Чоловік. Чоловік.
Say husband.
Чоловік. Чоловік.
Now, how do you say, this is my wife?
Це моя дружина.
Say, pleased to meet you.
Дуже приємно.
Say the word husband.
Чоловік.
Here's how to say my husband. Listen and repeat.
Мій чоловік. Мій чоловік.
How do you say my husband?
Мій чоловік.
Did you notice that the word my changes? This is because husband and wife are of different genders. Husband is masculine, a
Він.
Type word, while wife is feminine, a
Вона.
Type word. Say my husband.
Мій чоловік. Мій чоловік.
Now say my wife.
Моя дружина. Моя дружина.
Say this is my wife.
Це моя дружина.
And say, this is my husband.
Це мій чоловік.
Say, pleased to meet you.
Дуже приємно.
How do you ask, what's this, or what's that?
Що це? Що це?
Here's the word for who. It begins with a
хт
sound. Repeat.
Хто? Хто?
Say who.
Хто? Хто?
Now ask, who's this, or who's that?
Хто це? Хто це?
Say, that's my husband.
Це мій чоловік. Це мій чоловік.
Say, this is my wife.
Це моя дружина. Це моя дружина.
Say, pleased to meet you.
Дуже приємно.
And how do you ask, who's this, or who's that?
Хто це? Хто це?
Now point to something and ask, what's this, or what's that?
Що це? Що це?
Say, that's St. Sophia's Cathedral.
Це Софійський собор.
Ask, is that the Hotel Rus? Make sure to use question intonation.
Це готель Рус?
Say, no, it's over there, referring to the hotel.
Ні, він там.
Ask, how do you say, how are you, in Ukrainian?
Як по-українськи?
How are you?
Як по-українськи?
How are you? Say, this is my wife.
Це моя дружина.
Say, this is my husband.
Це мій чоловік.
Ask, excuse me, are you Mr. Petrenko? First use the
Не.
Then leave it out.
Вибачте, Ви не пан Петренко? Вибачте, ви пан Петренко?
Say, pleased to meet you.
Дуже приємно. Дуже приємно.
Ask, how do you say, how are you in Ukrainian?
Як по-українськи?
How are you? Now say, hello.
Здравствуйте.
Ask, how are you?
Як живете?
Answer, fine, thanks, and you?
Добре, дякую. А ви?
How do you ask, do you speak Ukrainian?
Ви говорите по-українськи?
Say, speak more slowly, please.
Говоріть, будь ласка, повільніше.
Say, I don't understand.
Я не розумію.
Say, repeat, please.
Повторіть, будь ласка.
Do you remember how to ask, how much does that cost?
Скільки це коштує?
If you don't understand the answer, you can always say, write it down, please. Say this.
Напишіть, будь ласка.
Ask, where is the hotel in Tourist?
Де готель in Tourist?
Now ask, where is my husband?
Де мій чоловік?
Ask, is he over there?
Він там.
Ask, who is that?
Хто це?
Ask, where is the subway station?
Де станція метро?
Ask, is it over there, referring to the station?
Вона там.
Do you remember how to say, show me a menu, please?
Покажіть меню, будь ласка.
Ask, is there any borscht?
У вас є борщ?
Ask, is there any ice cream?
У вас є морозиво?
Ask, do you have milk?
У вас є молоко?
Say, give me coffee, please.
Дайте каву, будь ласка.
Give me tea, please.
Дайте чай, будь ласка.
With lemon.
З лимоном.
With milk.
З молоком.
With sugar.
З цукром.
Ask, is that beer or lemonade?
Це Це пиво чи лимонад?
Say, one beer, please.
Одне пиво, будь ласка.
One lemonade.
Один лимонад.
Say, one salad.
Один салат.
Here's the word for two. It starts with a DV combination, as we have in the combination of the English words bud, vase. Listen and repeat.
Два.
How do you say two?
Два.
Now say one. Use the masculine form.
Один.
Say two.
Два. Два.
Here's three. Listen and repeat.
Три. Три.
Say three.
Три. Три.
Say two.
Два.
Say one. Use the masculine.
Один.
Say three.
Три.
Here's four. It starts with a
ch
sound. Listen and repeat.
Чотири. Чотири.
How do you say four?
Чотири. Чотири.
Say two.
Два.
Say three.
Три.
Say four.
Чотири. Чотири.
Here's five. It ends with a soft T sound. Listen and repeat.
П'ять. П'ять.
Say five.
П'ять. П'ять.
Understanding numbers when they're spoken rapidly takes practice. So remember, you can always ask the person to write it down for you. Say, write it down, please.
Напишіть, будь ласка.
Now suppose you and your husband are in the lobby of your hotel in Kyiv, waiting to meet a Mr. Bulatko, who's supposed to pick you up. A gentleman walks in. Ask him if he's Mr. Bulatko.
Вибачте, ви не пан Булатко? Вибачте, ви пан Булатко?
He is. Say, pleased to meet you.
Дуже приємно.
Say, this is my husband.
Це мій чоловік.
How would a man say, this is my wife?
Це моя дружина.
He says, pleased to meet you. Then the three of you leave the hotel. Say goodbye to the doorman.
До побачення.
This unit of Speak and Read Essential Ukrainian 1 provides reading practice. If you're doing the readings now, Take your owner's manual and reading booklet and open it to the page containing the words for Unit 7. Look at the first word. Read it aloud.
Слон.
Number 2.
Формула.
Number 3.
Фрамуга.
Number 4.
Ясно.
Number 5 begins with a letter that looks like a B. You may recall that it represents a V sound. Read number 5.
Вона.
Number 6.
Ворог.
Number 7.
Весело.
Number 8.
Вилка.
Number 9.
Пиво.
Number 10 begins with a new character. It represents an SH combination, as in shoot. Read number 10.
Шум.
Number 11.
Школа.
Number 12.
Штамп.
Number 13.
Шоколад.
Number 14.
Шарнир.
Number 15.
Штаны.
Number 16 ends with the soft sign, which tends to soften the preceding consonant. Listen to number 16.
Сынь. Сынь.
Now listen to number 17, which differs from number 16 only by the absence of the soft sign.
Сын.
Now here is number 16 again, followed by number 17. Read number 16.
Сынь.
Now number 17.
Сын.
Read number 18.
Шість.
Number 19 has a new character. It has the zh sound, as in garage. Listen and repeat number 19.
Скажіть.
Read number 19 again.
Скажіть.
Number 20 begins with another new letter. It has the sound of the English ch combination, as in ouch or chew. Read number 20.
Чудово.
Number 21.
Вчитель.
Number 22.
Удар.
This is the end of today's lesson. When you continue with the next unit tomorrow, please begin with track number 2.